original Badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Wisconsin and UW-Milwaukee, along with our producer Jackson Lunsford back at the Learfield Studios. Reed Magnum filling in for John Audius. Glad you could join us for Wisconsin women's basketball on this Sunday afternoon. Let's look at the starters that were just announced. And we'll look first at UW-Milwaukee, 2-2 their record. Both those losses, overtime losses. They're out of the Horizon League, picked to finish fourth in the preseason poll. Their head coach, Kyle Retchless, and 13th season, played at Wisconsin from 98 to 02, was an assistant coach for a time. And Coach Retchless has her daughter Peyton as one of the players. She's not one of the starters. The starters look like this: a 6'1 redshirt junior forward from Marshall, Wisconsin, number 4, Anna Lutz; 5'9 senior guard from Sylvania, Ohio, 14, Casey Baumhauer. She's averaging 23 a game and over 6 rebounds per contest. Cammie Pepler wears number 23. She's a 5'7 junior guard from Hortonville, Wisconsin. Out of Beaver Dam, a 5'7 senior guard, number 24, Jada Donaldson. Rounding out starting 5, 6-foot sophomore forward from Randolph, Wisconsin, 32, Jory Buwalda. For the Badgers, under head coach Marissa Mosley in her fourth season, Wisconsin 2-1. Their starters look like this: a 6'1 sophomore center from Ohio, number 1, Carter McCray. She transferred out of the Horizon League, so she knows UW-Milwaukee. 5'9 graduate student guard from Pittsburgh, number 3, Tess Myers. You've got Ronnie Porter with the basketball as we are underway. She starts off for Wisconsin, 5'4 junior out of St. Paul. Down low inside, Sarah Williams, a 6'4 junior from Brooklyn, New York. And then also Natalie Leitzinger, 5'8 graduate student out of Monroe. And the Badgers go down low. McCray and Williams doing some work down there, and the Badgers able to get a bucket as inside McCray scores 2, and the Badgers score on their first offensive possession. Now the Panthers go to our right for their first offensive possession. They're in their black uniforms, and Wisconsin in their white with the red striping. Gold, the other color for UW-Milwaukee. Down low inside, strong move by Buwalda. She's 6 foot, that player out of Randolph. A lot of strength, and we're even at 2, just underway, 45 seconds in. Little turnaround, Jay, right side of the baseline. Sarah Williams with a quick answer, and the Badgers up 4-2. As we said in the Badger notebook, she needs 18 today in order to reach 1,000 career points early on in her junior season. So averaging over 20 a contest, we think she has a good chance to do it. 4-2 Wisconsin, a minute 7 in. They'll go down into the paint, and a turnaround there. Off balance shot, good defense. Baumhauer couldn't connect. McCray there to clean it up for the Badgers. They'll work to our left. Up ahead to Tess Myers, down in the left corner. There's Leitzinger, right away to Williams. She'll get double-teamed. Outside Porter, left of the circle, thought about a 3. She drives, gives to McCray. She comes in strong with the left. Finishes off the glass, and McCray's got 2 buckets, and Wisconsin leads 6-2, 90 seconds in. Back the other way for the black and gold Panthers on offense. Top of the wheel. Probing for options, Donaldson. Hands it off to Cammie Pepler. Her sister, Casey, also plays, so we'll use first and last names when they're on the floor together. But Cammie, being the junior, plays more than Callie, the freshman. Ball comes out of bounds on a long rebound opportunity that nobody grabs. And it will be Wisconsin basketball. 6-2 the Badgers. Less than 2 minutes in. Tess Myers now for Wisconsin. Goes out to Leitzinger between the wheels. Goes to Sarah Williams, left elbow, surveys her options. Williams, tallest player on the court, and she uses her size well. Now Ronnie Porter, ooh, crisscross move, broke the ankles of a Panther player. Kicks it outside, there's Tess Myers for a 3, rounded out, no good. Rebound goes down to UW-Milwaukee as Donaldson runs the floor quickly. Donaldson gives it off. Buwalda, she's not afraid to shoot the 3. That one just grazes the bottom of the net, though, so doesn't get any iron. And that will be a miss in Wisconsin coming back the other way. 6-2 they lead, 7:40 to go first quarter. As you heard in those starting lineups, you've got a lot of Wisconsin natives for UW-Milwaukee, as you would expect. So it's a big deal for them playing here on the Kohl Center floor. Maybe some nerves in the early going. Leitzinger gets a screen from McCray. Now she'll go down left block. Picks up her dribble. Gets it back outside. Long 2 in the left. That one airballs for Williams. A rare air ball. Poked out by UW-Milwaukee. This will stay with Wisconsin. Coach Recklitz over there on the sideline. Team's in front of her. student assistant following her career at Wisconsin, coached 2011-2012. Inside, there's Sarah Williams with another bucket low on the left. Wisconsin up 8-2, 7:13 to go in the first. And then after that 2011-2012 assistant coach stint for a year, she went to UW-Milwaukee, been there ever since. Horizon League Coach of the Year in 2016. 13 seasons already for her at UW-Milwaukee, the Badger alum. 10 on the shot clock. They'll try a three right side. That is rounded out, missed by Lutz. Down low, the rebound by Donaldson. They'll go back out. Long three straight on, and that's going to be too strong by Baumhauer. She was a good 5 feet behind the three-point arc with a fresh shot clock. And Wisconsin grabs the miss and comes back down the other way. 8-2 Wisconsin, 6:40 to go in our opening frame. Tess Myers now on the right side. Gives it off. Leitzinger thought about a three. She'll drive, spin right of the paint. Goes up and under with the move. Strong. Sliced her way through two Panthers. Coach Reklitz is going to take a UW-Milwaukee timeout, and that'll be our first media timeout. So we'll step aside, too. Great start for Wisconsin. 10-2 they lead. They're on an 8-0 run. 6:30 left in the first. You're listening to Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Dynamite! Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Having low income can mean making tough choices, choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
I bring that up as on Wednesday against South Dakota State, Wisconsin was out-rebounded 42-22. And don't get me wrong, South Dakota State has good size, but Wisconsin also with some players in there, that was a stat that Coach Mo was not happy talking with her in the postgame. And so for Wisconsin coming out in the early going, doing well on the rebound. So UW-Milwaukee will clear their timeout. Wisconsin will come out of their timeout in the second horn. 10-2 Wisconsin, 6.5 to go in the first. Good sign when 3.5 minutes in, you force the opposing coach to call a timeout. So Milwaukee will come up the floor. Deanna Jimenez and Hallie Douglas check in the game, along with Jovana Spashovsky for the Badgers. Tess Myers and McCray still in there, playing man-to-man defense. Top of the wheel now for Jada Williams. She checks in for UW-Milwaukee. They'll spin it around to the left side, and Donaldson go down low to Buwalda. She'll go out. No, tipped away by Douglas. McCray there to snag it, and Wisconsin forces a turnover. Spashovsky now goes down left baseline, off to Jimenez. She'll swing it around to McCray and give two to the right side and Myers. No chance at a three. Between the legs dribble, goes in. Dangerous pass. McCray getting double teamed. She's losing it on the floor. Now we'll have a tie-up, or no. McCray goes down, loses it. Picked up by Peyton Reklitz. Fans wanting a foul called, nothing doing, and we'll play on here. Turnover called in Wisconsin. Still the 10-2 lead, 5:44 to go in the first. Outside, Buwalda, one of their bigger players, down low but can come out and shoot the 3-2. Donaldson now takes it. Baumhauer down low, right block. She'll go over the top of everything. Missed it. McCray there to clean it up for Wisconsin. McCray with some good work on the boards. That's her fourth rebound already. Now Spashkovsky. Beautiful dime drop by Douglas. Spashkovsky dropped down low on the right block and finishes it. 12-2 all Wisconsin here. 5:16 to go in the first. Jada Williams on the right side. Spashkovsky right on her. Picks up her dribble. Travel. Good defense there, Spashkovsky. Really moving her feet. Not drawing any sort of a foul. Sub coming in for Milwaukee. Anna Lutz checks back in. Buwalda will go take a seat. Also, they will bring in, Cammie Pepler back in. Spells Casey Baumhauer. Baumhauer averaging 23. And Cammie Pepler averaging almost 11. So those are two of your key shooters. Also, Anna Lutz with about 14 per game in the first four for Milwaukee. There's Tess Myers, three-pointer right side. Looked good out of her hands. No, but Spashkovsky down low there to finish it. And she has herself a nice defensive possession and turns it around into some offense. 14-2, Wisconsin, 12-point advantage already. 4:48 left in the first. Left side for Donaldson. Takes a jab step, now goes down low to Lutz. Working on McCray. Goes back out. Three-pointer, left side. That one a little too strong, and a rebound goes down to Douglas. That was Reklitz who fired it. Douglas now trying to move it forward quickly. Tess Myers sought about a three, took a step before the dribble goes down, and a travel called. Second turnover on Wisconsin. Two for the Panthers. Ronnie Porter and Sarah Williams. A couple of best friends check in. Myers and McCray go out, and before Myers gets a water bottle, she talks with Coach Mosley. She's got a yellow-green neon sweater. When I talked to her in the pregame, I said, boy, Coach, that's quite a sweater. She gave a big smile, and always fashionable, Coach Mo. 4:23 left in the first. Wisconsin up a dozen on defense. Now Lutz will go outside in the right. Williams probing. Gives it off to Donaldson. She'll work it back top of the circle. 12 to shoot. She'll stop right in front of the free throw line. Good defense by Jimenez, but Donaldson is able to get it through the net. 14-4, Wisconsin leads. 4:05 to go. That snaps a 12-2 Badgers run. Allie Douglas now between the circles. Goes out to Porter. She looks back at her coach. They'll reset their offense here. I believe some zone defense now. And a 1-2-2 turns into a 3-2 zone defense for UW-Milwaukee. 10 to shoot for the Badgers. Jimenez goes to Douglas, top of the circle. There's Williams, and she likes that right block just outside. Little fadeaway jumper over everyone. Second time she's done that in the game. And Wisconsin, a 16-4 lead. If you're a little late joining us, Badgers have been fantastic shooting. They're 8 of 12 from the field. 3:30 to go in the first. Top of the circle for Lutz now. Williams right on her. Give it off to Williams. Tries to go down low. Nothing there. 10 to shoot. Lutz, chest pass off, and they're going to reset offensively. Cammie Pepler now. She'll come in, fires it right corner. Three-pointer by Williams, and that one swirls home. Williams, with just a few moments left in the shot clock, connects on a three. 16-7, Wisconsin. A shade over three to go in the first. Spashkovsky now, dangerous pass. Jimenez comes to it, though, and a good thing she did. Now she'll drive, gets bumped, missed it, thought she got fouled. Spashkovsky there, though, to clean up the pinball, left side. And that's been a couple opportunities where Spashkovsky getting into some of that expensive real estate by the net, and she's able to put it in. 18-7 for Wisconsin, their lead. 2:43 to go in the first. UW-Milwaukee bag with the ball. Cammie Pepler whips a pass. They'll go into the paint. Donaldson leaves it short. Rebound goes to Porter. She comes up ahead. Jimenez one-on-one with Lutz. Jump stops. Goes up. Strong, calm move there by the sophomore Jimenez. And the Badgers hit the 20-point mark. 20-7 they lead. 2:24 to go in the first. Yenis Jimenez will be our halftime interview, and you'll hear her talk about one of the things she worked on in the offseason, slowing down a little bit. She's got such natural athletic ability. She's such a speedster, but sometimes that can be her own undoing. Spashkovsky almost with a turnover cause. Now a reach-in foul. I believe Jimenez got beat, and Lutz will go to the free throw line for a pair. Five new players coming in, three of those Badgers. It Leitzinger, McCray, and for the first time, Lily Cron comes in. Spashkovsky, Douglas, and we need a third. That is Jimenez, who will go take a seat. Lily Cron, 5'10 junior guard out of Prairie du Chien. A couple threes in the last game. One of our notes in the Badger notebook during the pregame. See if she can come in, get you a couple of three-point buckets throughout a game. Can make a difference. First free throw is through by Lutz. Good free throw shooter, 11 of 13 to begin the season. Second free throw for Lutz. That is also through. 20-9, Wisconsin 11-point lead, 2:06 to go in the first quarter. Right now for the Panthers, just 3 of 11 from the field. Wisconsin, 10 of 15. Porter on the right side, looking at her options. Still a zone defense by UW-Milwaukee. They'll go inside, then back outside, and not a good pass by Porter. McCray there, though, to grab it. 10 seconds to shoot for Wisconsin. McCray has bodies all around her. Goes back to Porter. The zone defense, a little challenging here for Wisconsin. 5 seconds on the shot clock. There's Williams, turn around, left side, little flat, missed it. Tried to grab her own rebound and got fouled. And I think two free throws here as Williams jumps up in the air. A little frustration, I think, on that hard foul. She'll get two free throws for her efforts. Tess Myers comes in, subs out McCray. A couple subs here for the Panthers. And this is free throws, right? They're going to call this. Wow, they're going to call this on the floor. And that was the reason she jumped up. She said, I was in the air when I got fouled, trying to go up for it. 1:37 to go first quarter. Wisconsin 11-point lead, still with the ball and a fresh 20 on the shot clock. Myers now, top of the circle. They're going to go man-to-man defense now, the Panthers. Wisconsin was much better against the man than the zone. Here's Williams, just inside that three-point arc, left of the circle. Too strong off the back of the iron, ripping the rebound down, Casey Bumhauer. And she'll come up the floor. Cammy Pepler now, right of the paint. The defense there by Myers. Ball loose on the floor. Bodies go down. They're trying to get a tie-up. They will. Possession arrow stays with UW-Milwaukee. Good defensive effort for Wisconsin. Shot clock at 17 seconds. 1:12 on the game clock left in the first. 11-point lead for Wisconsin. Second chance points. Wisconsin leading that 8-0. And points in the paint, incredibly, Wisconsin 20-2. That means all of Wisconsin's points have been in the paint. They uncorked a number of threes on the Wednesday night loss at South Dakota State. And I think a point of emphasis by the coach is to get inside and do more damage. Going down left side is Baumhauer. Reach in foul called on the shot on Myers. So this will be two free throws for Casey Baumhauer. She's an 85% free throw shooter. Baumhauer, the righty, toes the line. Spins it in her hands a couple times. Free throw up and good. No leg, no knee bend on those. Legs are totally straight, knees locked, but it works for her. Likes to take a step back from the free throw line, then approach it. For Myers, that is her first personal foul. Wisconsin as a team with two. Both free throws connect for UW-Milwaukee. 60 seconds left in the first. Wisconsin up 20-11 with the basketball. Ronnie Porter right side. Got it poked away right corner. Ooh, a little jab step move. Now goes outside. Here's Lily Cron with that three. Looked good out of her hand. We had a perfect angle on it. Oh, and then a hard foul. Leitzinger down there trying to grab a Badger rebound. She goes tumbling to the floor. Gets up. She's all right. Might have gotten bopped in the nose a little bit. And Wisconsin will inbound it to the right of their basket. Foul there was on Izzy Pugh, her first. And that is the second personal foul called on UW-Milwaukee. Left the block for Williams. Boy, she's got a size advantage. Goes up right through, and that was too easy if you're a UW-Milwaukee player. Got to double team her there. She's got that great size advantage. 22-11, the Badgers doubling up Milwaukee. 35 seconds to go. Quarter number one. Casey Bumhauer, she'll come in right block, and Myers, good defense, just went straight up, and then a reach and foul there is good position by Sarah Williams. Causes another foul on Pugh. I think that's two early ones. We'll see if she's got to go take a seat. Carter McCray is going to come up to the scorer's table, check in for Wisconsin. And who's going to come out? Lily Cron or no? Leitzinger will stay in. Cron will come out. That was Pugh's second. She will stay in the game. 25 seconds left in the quarter, and she goes one-on-one with Sarah Williams, so she could pick up a third here if they go right to Williams. We'll see what the Badgers want to do. Shot clock turned off. 17 seconds left in the first. The Badgers play for the final shot of the quarter. They have an 11-point advantage. They'll start with 12 seconds on the clock. Now Porter moves to her right, trying to go inside. Ooh, fired it right over the top of Leitzinger. That was about 3 or 4 feet over the top. Porter gives her teammates a little high five, says, my fault. 7.5 seconds left in the quarter, and UW-Milwaukee will try for the final shot. Top of the wheel here. They're going to try Baumhauer for a three. That one grazed the front of the rim. No, and Williams will grab it, and that will do it for quarter number one. 22-11, Wisconsin with a lead and a good start in this game. UW-Milwaukee finished two of their final 12 as they really struggled shooting. We'll give you some stats when we return. Quarter number one in the books. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making, they're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
Quick first quarter of play. Wisconsin leading UW-Milwaukee 22-11. Wisconsin shooting 11 of 19 in that first quarter, 58%. UW-Milwaukee just 3 of 13, 23%. The Badgers 0 for 4 shooting threes. UW-Milwaukee not much better, 1 of 7. Free throws, 4 for 4 for the Panthers. Wisconsin did not attempt a free throw in that first quarter. 3 turnovers was called on Wisconsin, 2 turnovers called on UW-Milwaukee. Here's a big stat. We talked about rebounds before this started. Wisconsin struggled on Wednesday, dominant in the first quarter, 15-3, the rebound advantage, including 9-2 defensively and 6-1 offensively, gave Wisconsin 10 second chance points. Milwaukee didn't have any. Wisconsin points in the paint, 22-2 advantage, 8 bench points. UW-Milwaukee didn't have any. Leading the way for Wisconsin, Sarah Williams with 8. We are on Sarah Williams' watch. She needs 18 in this game to reach 1,000 career points. So she's maybe going to eclipse that here in the second quarter. We are underway for quarter number 2. Wisconsin home, whites with the red striping, black with the gold striping for UW-Milwaukee. Wisconsin moves to our left. Leitzinger now, right block. She'll try and rip her way through. Thought she could go up. Passes it back out, though. Now there's Ronnie Porter. She'll drive a little bit to the right. Missed it. Sarah Williams, the rebound. Pops it out. Tough pass. And Porter saved it, but tossed it right to a Milwaukee player. And Baumhauer comes up the floor quickly. She'll cut her way right through. Two Badgers up and under, move left to right. That was impressive. 22-13, Wisconsin. 30 seconds into the second. 10-minute quarters, of course. Tess Meyer's top of the circle. Here's Williams trying to get to double digits already. She'll go around two Milwaukee players off the glass, and it's just easy picking right now for Sarah Williams. 10 points for her, 24-13. The Badgers, an 11-point advantage. 9:09 before halftime. Hand off to Cammie Pepler. She'll kick it out left corner. Now they'll try with Baumhauer. Deep three left side. That one a little short, grazed the rim. Myers grabs the rebound, crossover move, and she'll come up the floor. Myers surveying her options. Leitzinger thought about a three, left corner. Goes back to Williams, left of the circle. Now they'll go cross court and a skip pass. Right corner, Porter, the three. Little wide left, no good. Rebound comes down to Porter. A little scoop from Leitzinger. And Porter follows that up. Wisconsin up 26-13. 90 seconds into our second stanza. Cammie Pepler goes from the right circle down to the left block. Left it off the glass, no. But Pugh finishes it. And a rebound and a putback for UW-Milwaukee. 26-15, the Badgers back on offense. 8:20 to go in the first half. Williams left corner, trying to find it down deep. Jersey untucked. She's going to go back to Myers. She's working hard down there. Now to McCray, right block. She'll jump stop, goes up. Thought she got fouled, finishes anyway. Carter McCray with some strong presence there. 3 for 3 from the field. She's got 6 points and 4 rebounds in 8 minutes. Give off to Casey Baumhauer now. Gets a screen, takes that, goes all the way around the world and goes off the glass. And boy, she went from the right corner all the way around the arc down and cut her way left elbow down the left block. That's got Coach Mo for the Badgers shaking her head. 28-17, Wisconsin, 11-point advantage, 7:42 to go first half. Leitzinger, three-pointer left of the circle and nothing but the bottom of the net. Natalie Leitzinger connects on a three. 31-17, Wisconsin, 7.5 to go in the second. back and forth. These are short possessions to start off the second quarter. Both teams making buckets. Wisconsin's three for their last three from the field. Izzy Pugh looking for a handoff, and Ronnie Porter a little aggressive trying to work around that screen. She's got her palms up to the air saying, boy, I thought I was just working hard. Referee calls it. Wholesale changes for both sides. A lot of new players coming in. Officials today, Maggie Tyman, Bruce Norris, and Natasha Harris. And we'll have an inbound far sideline in the forecourt for UW-Milwaukee. Williams with 10, McCray with the 6, Leitzinger a handful. 2 for Porter. Deanna Semez is also with a pair. 7:18 to go in the second. Wisconsin up 31-17. Man-to-man defense, per usual for Wisconsin. Porter, not to be deterred by that foul call. She's getting in there right on the hip of the player defensively. Now they get back to Buwalda, trying to go one-on-one with McCray. Myers a little help there, trying to do a reach-in. Goes around McCray, over with the left, and off the glass. And it is in for UW-Milwaukee. McCray, a strong player, played in the Horizon League last year. Good to have her at Wisconsin in the Big Ten. She knows UW-Milwaukee well. Spashovsky on the right side. She'll drive in, goes up, tried to cut her way through. Off the glass, too strong. Douglas there, airballed the putback. Puts her head back down and runs down on defense. 6:37 to go in the second. 31-19, Wisconsin with the lead. But UW-Milwaukee, much better second quarter, being outscored by Wisconsin in the second, 9-8. Cammie Pepler left of the circle. 10 seconds to shoot. Fires it off on the left side. Grace Lohman getting some time. Not a player who gets as many minutes as others. Trying to go around Spashovsky. Using her body aggressively. Spashovsky just hangs in there. Off the glass. Missed it. Didn't count. And there's going to be a shot clock violation. That first shot didn't hit any rim. So the shot clock did not reset. They had to fire it up. Missed that one too. And that gives you your shot clock violation. Carter McCray and Ronnie Porter out. Deanna Jimenez in. So on the floor for Wisconsin, Spashovsky, Williams, Myers. Douglas and Jimenez will run the point for Wisconsin. 31-19 they lead. A little over 6 to go in the second quarter. Tess Myers top of the circle to Hallie Douglas. Now Spashovsky at the free throw line. They'll go down to Myers, right side. There's a 3, and she hits it. Tess Myers, a 3 on her jersey and a 3 on the board. 5:50 to go in the second. 34-19, Wisconsin with the lead. Down low, Myers just takes that right away. Thank you very much. Lutz was down there right block, not paying attention. Myers came down, picked her pocket, gives to Douglas. She'll try a 3. A little too strong off the back of the iron. Myers tries to chase it down, and it's grabbed by Cammie Pepler. And with a mean look on her face, she rumbles up the floor. Cammie Pepler against Jimenez in the paint. Outside, there's Jada Donaldson. Myers giving her a little space, baiting her to shoot a 3. She won't do it. Now Lohman in the left corner. They're going to reset offensively. 12 on the shot clock. Donaldson on the left side. Gives it off to Buwalda. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Now they will try a 3 with Donaldson. That one too strong. And a rebound comes down to Jimenez. And she's almost has it stolen away by Lohman. But Jimenez fights through it. 5 to go in a quick first half. 34-19 Wisconsin. Tess Myers 3. A little deep and a little short. Rebound to UWM. 34-19 the Badgers. 4:50 to go in our first half. Yeah, this game tipped off at just after 2 o'clock. So we're about 2:27 and got under 5 to go in the first half. Missed there deep on the left side by Cammie Pepler. Douglas with the rebound. Some of these Milwaukee shots, they're just settling for deep threes, and they are not doing well on that. They are 1 of 10 from downtown. Now reaching, trying to go up and sky with it is Jimenez. She got that blocked away from Buwalda. And we have a timeout, and we will take a break. 34-19 Wisconsin. Big lead here, 15 points, 4:27 left before halftime. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac Generators.
97.5 FM WFHR would like to sincerely thank all of the sponsors who have helped keep Pet of the Week on air for all the animals at the Southwood County Humane Society. Thanks to this program, the shelter receives help, the community stays informed, and animals find their forever homes. If you would like to help and be a sponsor of the show, please call 715-496-0710. From everyone at WFHR, thank you for being a part of this great show, Thursdays at 9 a.m.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Time here for Wisconsin in the meat of the non-conference because you've got UIC on Thursday. You host Omaha on Saturday afternoon. And then the following week is your Thanksgiving tournament. And Wisconsin goes to Cancun, Mexico for their three games. They got San Diego State, Providence, and VCU Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So they'll have three games in beautiful Cancun. And Coach Mosley always says, though, yes, it's a time to enjoy time with your teammates and family that can make the trip, but it's also a business trip. It's three games in 3 days, so you got to physically watch yourself. Don't be on the beach too much. Can't get dehydrated. So a bunch of games there before Wisconsin starts off Big Ten play. They host Rutgers on December 8th. 34-9. Second, Wisconsin has had a great start to this game, and it's a 2.5-minute scoring drought for UW-Milwaukee. Wisconsin shooting 52% from the field, 16 of 31, just 2 of 9 shooting threes. Haven't shot a free throw, but it's because they haven't missed very much. UW-Milwaukee 7 of 22 from the field, 32%, 1 of 10 shooting those threes. Williams with 10, again, needs 18 to reach 1,000 in her career. And Wisconsin back to it offensively. There's Jimenez in the paint, picked up her dribble. Got to do something with it there. 8 to shoot, and 3 seconds with it in the lane. Kind of one of those moments for her where she looks over at Coach Mosley, gives her a thumbs up and a nod. And Coach Mo just trying to remind her. Jimenez, that natural ability, but trying to mold it. But a lot of natural talent for the sophomore, and got one of the best smiles on the team, that's for sure. Right side of the paint, awkward-looking shot there on the right by Bumhauer, and then there is Natalie Leitzinger, who gets the rebound, gets knocked down to the floor. Nobody hits the floor more than Natalie, and she causes another UW-Milwaukee Panther foul. First foul for them in the second, Wisconsin with one. For Bumhauer, that's just her first personal. 4:02 to go, second quarter. Wisconsin up 34-19, back with the ball. Porter walks her way right in front of us, courtside here at the Kohl Center. McRae, left elbow, picks up her dribble. Now she'll move with it, hands it to Jimenez. She's right at the circle, almost a double team there. This seems like kind of a man, then they shift to a zone. This is a full zone now by Milwaukee. Left corner, there's Porter. She's going to drive in that left baseline. Goes out to Leitzinger, extra pass to Jimenez. She'll drive with four to shoot. Little floater, around and out, no good. Rebound pops back to Jimenez in Wisconsin, a fresh 20 on the shot clock. Jimenez brings it back out high in the right side. 3.5 to go second quarter. There is Williams, a little flat on that shot. Goes off the left, no. Rebound comes down to Anna Lutz of UW-Milwaukee. She'll flip it up ahead. Grace Lohman now, number 52 with the ball. Goes down low on the left block. Back out to Lohman. Gives it back to Lutz. And so much of this Milwaukee offense, it's just working around the three-point arc. They're not doing a lot of backdoor cuts trying to get down low, and I think that's also just a tip of the cap to Wisconsin's size. Shot there by Lohman, left corner three, no, and a rebound. Tie-up or a foul? What do we have here? Foul? Thought it could be a jump ball. They will say a reach-in foul. A couple of Badgers there. I think they're going to call it on Jimenez. Yes, they will. That's two personal for her, two as a team in this quarter. She'll go take a seat. Williams also will take a seat. Hallie Douglas and Tess Myers check back in for Wisconsin. So 2:59 to go before halftime. Milwaukee 15-point deficit as they begin their offensive set. Donaldson off to Bumhauer. Loses that. Almost Porter able to scoop it for Wisconsin. Bumhauer regains. 8 on the shot clock. Now Donaldson trying to find any room on that right side. Nothing doing. 4 seconds. Got to do something with it. Uwalda, she's going to have to force a fadeaway. Jay on the right side. Missed it well short. McRae there for another Badger board. McRae, 5 rebounds and 6 points. Great work in the first half. McRae now, top of the circle. Off to Douglas. Wisconsin liking to run offense. There's Tess Myers. Beautiful three. High arcing shot left of the circle. Straight up and straight through. Tess Myers with another triple. 37-19 Wisconsin. 2:16 to go in the second. Top of the wheel for Donaldson. Hands it off. It's going to be a bit of a forced three by Bumhauer. And it's all Wisconsin here as a rebound by Tess Myers. Up 37-19. 2:05 to go. Nice fired pass up ahead. Porter near side. Cross court down on the right block. In stride. Connects with Allie Douglas. And Wisconsin up 39-19. Wisconsin on pace here to go well over 40. May reach 50 before we reach halftime. Right circle for Lohman, struggling with Myers defensively. Badgers defensively just right up in the grills of UW-Milwaukee. There's going to be Porter, a little two up in the grill. Bump and the basket counts. Chance at a three-point play for Jana Donaldson. Little broadcaster's curse there as I compliment the Badgers defense. And Porter a little too aggressive. Kind of a heady play there by Jada Donaldson, the senior out of Beaver Dam. That was a veteran move. She had Ronnie on her hip pocket, and so she just slowed up a bit, got bumped from behind, and then jumped and shot it and counted. So that was a senior doing senior-like things. Porter will have to go take a seat with her second personal. Three is a team called on Wisconsin in the second. Back comes Jimenez. Jimenez, remember, playing with two personal. Free throw is up and in for Donaldson. 39-22, still 17-point advantage for Wisconsin. 1:37 to go in the second. Leisinger for the Badgers, high on the right side, and now Donaldson trying to ramp up the defensive pressure in the Panthers. There's going to be a right elbow, wide open 15-footer. Douglas leaves it a bit short. McCray, a couple rebounds, couldn't get the putback to go, and it's poked out on McCray. She's saying, I'm getting fouled. I got players draped all over me. Referees say it was clean, and we'll continue. 1:23 to go in the second, 39-22. Wisconsin with the lead on defense. Remember our halftime interview, Deanna Jimenez. We'll get that started after our first halftime commercial break. Jimenez playing good defense on Donaldson. Right at the circle now for Cammie Pepler. Gets a screen from Reckless. Takes that, goes in the left elbow. Back out to Reckless. Eight on the shot clock. Reckless, right at the circle, picked up her dribble. Donaldson, 5 seconds, got to go inside. Now she'll do a little floater right in front of McCray. Missed it too strong. Skying, big rebound again for Natalie Leisinger. Give her three strong rebounds in this first half. 50 seconds to go before halftime. Wisconsin up 17. Jimenez between the circles, just in front of the Badger logo. Gives to Myers, fake to pass left, goes inside to Douglas. Little tic-tac-toe passing, McCray down low, gets fouled. She'll go up, missed it, but two free throws upcoming for Carter McCray, which she feels like having a foul called is a little past due. So McCray will work her way to the charity stripe. Carter McCray wearing the number one jersey. Free throw up, and that is through. Mentioned it a couple times. Played at Northern Kentucky last year. Freshman of the year. Second team All-Horizon League. UW-Milwaukee picked to finish fourth in the preseason poll. First free throw good. Second one dribbles off the right. Does not go through. Ball goes out. Douglas trying to save it, but couldn't. And it will be UW-Milwaukee ball. Oh, and did Douglas get called on a foul, too, for her efforts? Yes. Trying to go for that rebound and save it. Landed hard out of bounds and got called for the foul. So that's now four as a team. Bonus shots for Milwaukee should Wisconsin foul again. The Badgers up 18. 30 seconds to go before halftime. Hannah Lutz down low. Jada Williams trying to go strong on Myers. First one doesn't go. Poked out. And that goes off the knee of Lutz. And it will go to Wisconsin. Williams got hit in the face a little bit. No foul called. Williams checks back in for Wisconsin. Good first quarter for Sarah Williams. Finished the quarter with eight. Has only had 2 points in this second quarter. 22 seconds to go before halftime. Wisconsin up 40-22 as Jimenez walks it across the timeline. Shot clock turned off. Wisconsin again will try and play for the final shot. 13 seconds before halftime. Leisinger, left of the circle, 8 seconds. Myers, down low to Williams, 6 seconds. Nice cross of the lane pass. There is Leisinger, goes off the right side and through. And that's going to do it for the first half. Shot does not get off in time. Air balls anyway. Heck of a first half for Wisconsin. 42-22. Wisconsin goes in with the halftime lead. Shot 50% from the field. And another great stat. Wisconsin out-rebounding UW-Milwaukee 29-11. Coming up during our halftime, we'll give you full team stats and individual stats. But when we return, we'll visit with Wisconsin sophomore Deanis Jimenez. The Badgers leading UW-Milwaukee 42-22. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
In front of us a couple of times. Wisconsin with a 20-point advantage. Very solid first half. One of the players that's been fun to watch last year, appeared in all 29 games for the Badgers, started 9 in her freshman year, and as we said during the first half, got a great smile, got a great attitude, a lot of natural athleticism. And our conversation before the game, I got a chance to catch up with Deanna Jimenez out of Cape Coral, Florida, in her sophomore season, and she's a lot of fun to talk with. Here was our conversation. Deanna, a lot of times players try to make a jump year one to year two. For you in the offseason, was there a part of your game or a couple parts that you focused on developing in particular?
Definitely being more careful with the ball, trying to limit my turnovers, because that was a big issue for me last year. So
you're a player that's got speed. I mean, sometimes you move through the other defense a little faster. What have the coaches said about, like you said, trying to still use that, be aggressive, but also be careful not to have those turnovers?
Definitely like a time and place to use it. Just trying to like be careful, watch my feet, and just like look up for teammates. And yeah.
If you could go back in time a year, you're coming here for the first time. Is there anything you would tell yourself? Was there anything that surprised you?
Just to have fun. I feel like a lot of the times I'm just stressing about how I'm performing, stuff like that, but just making sure to always have fun out on the court.
Again, we're talking with sophomore Deanna Jimenez. You guys got some playoff experience, some tournament action. Not just the fun of that, but also how did that help this team develop, getting those extra weeks of practice?
Definitely like learning in those situations. Like in that game, we lost a couple starters, and just like trying to push through and stick together as a team.
Final one for you. When you look at this group, you've got, of course, freshmen, transfers, and players who have been here before. How is this team in the early going meshing?
Well, in the summer, it was crazy to see our team, the new team, together. These past three games, we still have a lot more to go, but we have like certain points of the game where we can see how good we are together, and we just got to always play together.
And that's sophomore Deanna Jimenez. Halftime here at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin leading UW-Milwaukee 42-22. We'll look at team stats when we return. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin women's basketball brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, and streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.org.
Something big is happening at Hy-Vee. We've just lowered thousands and thousands of prices on thousands and thousands of items in every aisle and in every department. Online, too. And on many of your favorite products, we've even matched prices with some of the biggest discount stores in the country. Because we get it, times are still tough. So we'll continue to work hard to bring you new, lower prices on thousands of items. Things are looking different at Hy-Vee. Come see for yourself.
Hey, Hey, Badger fans. Basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics. While players need peace of mind to succeed in their sport, seniors and their families find peace of mind at Oak Park Place through the right balance of care and independence. Hi, this is Pat Richter for Oak Park Place. Choose a senior living community with neighbors that become like family. Enjoy the comforts of your apartment with an abundance of events just outside your door. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more. Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Wisconsin leading UW-Milwaukee 42-22 as our halftime rolls on. Let's take a look at the team stats. And for Wisconsin, they were dominant in that first half. 50% shooting from the field, 19 of 38. UW-Milwaukee, 8 of 29, so just 28%. Milwaukee finished one of their last 10 shooting, and they went on a number of scoring droughts. Wisconsin, 30% shooting threes, 3 of 10. UWM, 1 of 12. That is 8%. Wisconsin, 1 for 2 shooting free throws. Only got to try two free throws in that first half. Part of that, though, is, again, they were making so many of their shots. For UW-Milwaukee, they made all 5 of the 5 free throws that they attempted. Clean first half for both sides. Wisconsin, 5 turnovers. UWM with 4. The Badgers, 5 points off the 4 turnovers. And for Milwaukee, 4 points off the 5 Badger turnovers. Rebounding, Wisconsin plus 18, 29 to 11, 17 to 7 in the defensive rebounding category, and a 12 to 4 offensive rebounding advantage. Second points chance, Wisconsin 12 compared to UW-Milwaukee's 2. Wisconsin had 10 bench points. Milwaukee didn't only had 2. Points in the paint, Wisconsin 32 to 10 advantage. The Badgers 6 fast break points. Milwaukee with just a pair of points, 2 blocks, 2 steals, and an assist for UW-Milwaukee. Wisconsin no blocks, 2 steals, and they had 12 assists. So you're plus 18 in the rebounds and plus 11 in the assists. You're doing something right for Wisconsin. This game was tied for the first 27 seconds. After that, it has been all Wisconsin leading. Almost identical shooting in terms of scoring in the first two quarters. Wisconsin outscored UW-Milwaukee 22-11 in the first quarter and then 20-11 in the second quarter. So that adds up to a 42-22 advantage. Those are team stats. We'll look at individual numbers when we return. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
We know you're a fan, but is Badger pride in your blood? Here's your chance to prove it. This season, Abbott and the Big Ten are kicking off the largest blood donation competition of our lifetime to fight one of the worst blood shortages in a generation. Simply visit bigten.org/Abbott to sign up for the We Give Blood Drive and help settle once and for all that the Badgers give the most spirit. Again, visit bigten.org/Abbott to sign up.
Hey there, Badger fans. It's Tess Myers, shooting guard from Wisconsin women's basketball. We are geared up to take our game to the next level, and we want you on this journey with us. With the VC Connect membership, you can contribute to our path to championships both on and off the court. As a member, you'll gain access to exclusive experiences, behind-the-scenes insights, and unique opportunities to connect with student athletes like never before. VC Connect has tunnel vision on victory. Do you? Head over to vcconnectwi.com today and become a key player in our winning community.
Temperatures are falling, and you begin to feel the chill in the air when suddenly you remember that your teenager has never driven in winter. Have you checked the tires? Do they have a safety kit? Your mind begins to spin. Don't let the fear of your teen driving this winter send you off course. Team up with the crew at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. Their fully staffed and certified team can help you with any of your vehicle needs. Let your teen get behind the wheel with the confidence that whatever happens, the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep are ready to help.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan for reliable power and peace of mind? propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Points, a lot more scoring for Wisconsin. Sarah Williams, 10 points. Now, 8 of those came in the first quarter. Very quiet second quarter. She's 5 of 9 from the field. Didn't shoot any threes, no free throws. 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 turnover in 14 minutes. 8 points away from reaching 1,000 in her career. 7 points for Carter McCray. 3 of 4 from the field, 6 big rebounds in 14 minutes. 6 points for Tess Myers. Made a couple of threes, couple of rebounds there too. And then 7 points. Don't want to forget about Natalie Leitzinger, 3 of 3 from the field. Hit the 1-3 that she took. 3 rebounds, 2 assists. As always, Natalie Leitzinger doing a whole lot of stuff. And then 2 points for Douglas Jimenez and Ronnie Porter with just 2 points. Ronnie coming into this game averaging almost 19 a contest. Sitting at just 2 right now. 1 of 4 from the field. Missed both of her 3-point attempts. 2 rebounds, 4 assists. Just the 1 turnover in 15 minutes for Ronnie Porter. But this has felt like a game where Wisconsin has wanted to get it inside and create opportunities in the paint. And again, 32 of their 42 points being in the paint could be a game where Ronnie doesn't score as much but dishes out those assists. And Ronnie's such a team player. She's totally happy if she doesn't score at all as long as the team wins. All right, that's going to do it for our halftime. We'll take one more break and we'll get the third quarter underway. Wisconsin with a 20-point lead at half. This is Wisconsin basketball from Learfield.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a quick hack for setting and reaching a money goal. Try the SMART system for organizing your approach. S is for specific. What exactly is the goal? I want to save a down payment to buy my first house. M is for measurable. How will you know when you're done? I want to save $50,000. A is for achievable. Well, I'm going to have to cut spending in a few places, but I can save $1,000 a month. R is for relevant. Raising my kid in a home that we own is important for me and for her. I want her to grow up in the same place if we can afford it. And T is time. How long is it going to take? I think I can do this in about 4 years. Thinking through each of those letters is a great way to set yourself up for success when you're making money plans. For more tips on saving more and spending less, head on over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
The timing is historic. The launch of WFHR Radio happened at the same time residents cast their votes in a pivotal presidential election. It was November 1940. Wisconsin Rapids Daily Tribune newspaper publisher William F. Huffman believed radio could provide live entertainment and information to the community. The station officially on air November 5th, and just in time for election results. Democratic incumbent President Franklin D. Roosevelt announced to serve an unprecedented third term. A dedication 5 days later included a celebration, and the public joined in on the event. 84 years later, WFHR continues to be a treasured voice in the community and again celebrates on-air success at the same time as another important presidential election, this time in 2024. Join me in congratulating WFHR for 8 decades of broadcast excellence. I'm Terry Barr.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Back at the Kohl Center, Wisconsin getting ready for half number two. Wisconsin leading 42-22 against UW-Milwaukee. Let's look at some other Big Ten games happening right now. 3 minutes left in the fourth. 24th-ranked Stanford trailing at Indiana 69-57. 12 seconds left in the fourth. Minnesota in Minneapolis leading SMU 63-56. At halftime, 12th-ranked Ohio State having a challenge from Belmont. They're up 36-32 down in Nashville. And at the half, Iowa leading at Drake 45-35. Wisconsin comes back out on the floor. UW-Milwaukee does the same. Wisconsin home white uniforms, white jerseys and shorts with the red numerals on the back. And the red striping for UW-Milwaukee. They've got the black jerseys and shorts with the gold trim and the gold numerals outlined in white. The Panthers will go from our right to left to start off half number two. And ball is in, and here we go. Start off with Jada Donaldson. Again, a 20-point lead for Wisconsin. Baumhauer right of the circle, tries to go over the top of McCray. She fights that one through, rips the ball away. Flying goes Buwalda, and a highlight defensive play right out of the gate in the second half for Carter McCray. She's all alone, wide open there in that right block. Goes up, got it, and Carter McCray, good defense, turns into great offense. Because what happened was Buwalda was slow getting back. Nobody picked up Carter McCray. She's down on the right block. Credit to Williams for finding her. Easiest bucket of the year there for Carter McCray. 44-22 Wisconsin. Driving inside is Cammie Pepler. She'll go and get fouled down low. And two free throws upcoming for Pepler. Got her sister Callie, a freshman, who doesn't play too much, about 12, 13 minutes a game. I don't think we've seen Callie yet in this contest. Her big sister Cammie will go to the free throw line. The Hortonville, Wisconsin native. Free throw for Pepler, up and in. Preseason second team all-league selection. Been quiet in this one, though. That is, believe it or not, her first points of the game. She averages almost 11, and she was a player we talked about in the scout that Coach Giro said, very good. Second free throw, that one does not go in. Gets tipped out of bounds by Buwalda. And the Badgers will come back. 44-23, they lead. We are 40 seconds into this third quarter. Ronnie Porter up the floor for Wisconsin. Myers, Leitzinger, McCray, and Williams, the five. Same starters in the second quarter, in the second half as the first half. Williams back to Myers. She's going to try a three left of the circle. A little wide left. Ball pops high in the air. Saved by Donaldson. Tosses it off to a Panther teammate, Lutz. She'll give it back to Donaldson, and they'll jog up the floor. Donaldson with those purple shoes, the white socks, ankle level. Off to Baumhauer. She'll try a three, and that one swirls home for her. Baumhauer can be dangerous. 23 points per game she averages. Sitting here right now with just nine. Don't want to wake her up. 8:40 to go in the third. Wisconsin still up 44-26. Man-to-man defense by UW-Milwaukee. Here's a three-pointer right of the circle by Porter. She answers with a three of her own. Says you like that, you'll love this. 47-26, Wisconsin still with this 21-point lead. 8:22 to go in the third quarter. Donaldson checking on the left side, trying to go down low. Nothing doing there. Lutz will drive hard. Thought she got fouled. Nothing called. Porter was able to move her feet, and the Badgers take the miss and come up the floor. Here's Tess Myers. She's going to drive in that right block. She'll fire it left corner. Leitzinger passes up a three, goes into Williams now. Had a quiet second quarter. Goes up strong. Right block, and it sits on the rim and goes home. Vintage Sarah Williams there, 12 for her, 6 away from 1,000 in her career. Under 8 to go, third quarter. Quick three-point attempt there by Baumhauer, and that one no good. Rebound comes down to Tess Myers. Here's Ronnie Porter now for the Badgers. She'll give to McCray. She'll jump stop. Got fouled. Throws it over the net. Missed it, but she'll go to the free throw line for two. Carter McCray at 6'1". She plays so strong. And under control, when she does that jump stop, gets those elbows out, doesn't let players get into her, and if you do, you're going to be called for a foul. And she's at the free throw line. Holds it above her forehead, free throw up, and perfect. Coach Mosley talking with Tess Myers over there, explaining what she wants. Transfer out of Duquesne College. That's in the Pittsburgh area. Second free throw up and in. 51-26. 7:40 to go in the third. Pretty good offense for Wisconsin. Going over the 50-point mark this early in the third. Lutz right of the circle. Sarah Williams right in front of her. He'll go down low. Pugh going to go around a Badger block in Myers. And Pugh's able to put it home. Or check that. That was Bumhauer. Bumhauer is the one who finishes. 51-28 Wisconsin. 7:22 to go in the third. Wisconsin continuing to shoot over 50% from the field. They're at 52%. Just running their offense and very clean for the Badgers. Leitzinger in the left corner. Passed it inside to McCray. She'll go up. Jump stops. Goes up once, twice. Missed it. Gets her miss again. Fights through it. Got bumped. Goes off the glass. Missed that one. Williams couldn't collect for UW. And the rebound comes down to Lutz. She'll come up ahead to Cammy Pepler. Pepler now spins on Leitzinger. Fires it off on the left side to Bumhauer. And stepped on the sideline.